Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or Blackridge Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and Blackridge Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, Inc.
My symptoms could have been a lot worse. I would have ended up in the hospital and possibly dead had it not been for the vaccine. Right. Repeat me, after me. Welcome, everybody. We are live here. You got the Financial Guys podcast and streaming live on YouTube. YouTube's banned us for a while. I guess we're not.
No YouTube.
We're in the corner. We are streaming live on Facebook. So if you're watching us on Facebook, you've got an alert. We appreciate it. Be on for about an hour this morning. And then, of course, this will be produced into a podcast that will be released later today and then released tomorrow on YouTube and Rumble. I want to let everybody know that we just set up a new account on Getter. So, which is a new app that everybody seems to be flooding to away from Twitter. Same handle there, at FinGuys, as we are on Twitter. But Joe Rogan headed over there, and just a mass exodus off of Twitter. A lot of people are moving that direction. So we went ahead
Please move in that direction. Please.
Yeah, I'm using Twitter less and less.
People yell at us, why aren't you? Oh, you're still on Facebook and Twitter. Well, you're still watching us on Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah.
So. aren't you just as guilty as we are?
Yeah.
I get it.
Exactly. There's going to be some overlap here. You know, we're going to set up an account on Gab. We have an account on Parler. At FinGuys is the same. Parler, I don't like the interface as much, so I don't use Parler very often. But I will say that Getter, which we set up like yesterday, so I don't have the profile filled out yet. Don't have the picture in there yet. But I'm just starting to gather, you know, followers and following others so I can start to get this feed up and running. I mean, we have over 1,000, you know, different accounts that we follow on Twitter. So that's a lot of different, you know, people posting things that we're getting a lot of our information from. Here's the thing, folks, and I've been saying this for a long time. The media now, we've been both saying this for years, but now it's like over the top, right? The media is the propaganda arm of the Democrat Party. That's obvious, right? It's
yep.
But now it's to a point where, I mean, it's just so over the top. You've got complete censorship. You've got
They just lie.
They lie completely, right?
No checks and balances by either one of them.
It's
right?
unreal.
I mean, you know, Channel 2 wants to lie. Channel 4 is not going to check them. Channel 7 is not going to check them unless it's you know, unless it's going to benefit some right wing conservative. And then, oh my,
yeah,
insurrection.
I mean, like, exactly. And again, remember, it's what they don't tell you that's just as important as what they lie to you about, right?
Yeah.
I always use Venezuela as the example. Venezuela, there was all for a year. There was all kinds of news stories. You know how horrible things were, how they were suffering. They couldn't get medication.
Gone.
They couldn't get food.
They were all fixed.
Pictures of all fixed, I guess, right?
Socialism worked. Yeah, fixed it all.
They just completely took it right out. When they started, when they decided to go full, I'm going to be a socialist, they stopped talking about the results of what happened to socialism, right?
That's because you and I are crazy.
Oh, yeah, we're the crazy.
This is Democrat socialism. This is different. This is different. So we don't,
the crazy.
They just don't want to, you know, radical people like us confusing them on what socialism is.
Well, what you probably missed this week, the media and the deep state that loves to run these things, they are the masters of the Friday night news drop. Well, they dropped so much stuff this week. While you were busy, you know, having your Christmas turkey, you know, spending time with your family, taking some time off.
At least you conservatives were.
Yeah, well, you liberals were hiding.
You Democrats still had your hazmat suit on, hiding.
Yeah. You were testing each other's family, probably infighting between each other. You know, what a joke.
Oh, my God. The stories I've heard, by the way.
Oh, my.
I do feel very blessed that I have a family that isn't that stupid.
Right.
You know, that
unreal.
We really primarily, you know, for the majority of us, we actually politically all think alike. It's good to get together.
Yeah.
I can't imagine having a family member say, we're going to test people in the garage before you come in.
Right. Here's your self-test.
Screw you.
Please go out in the garage and wait 15 minutes for results. Are you out of your mind?
Yeah.
So anyway, so here's what you missed this week, though. Let me just go down this list quick. Maxwell, Ghislaine Maxwell was found guilty. And how convenient. Mm. They sealed all the records, right?
That's the big one.
Nice,
neat
little.
How could you do that? How could you do it? Who in the world, which one of you, I know there's a few of you left-wing nut jobs that videotape this every week to see if you can do the I gotcha. Which one of you thinks that's a smart idea?
No,
which
they
one
love
of you
it.
Left-wing nut jobs thinks it's a great idea? You know, we're talking about protecting children.
They act these as are, if it doesn't
know,
exist.
Young teenagers, they just seal the records, and that seems to be just fine for all these Democrats. You know why? Because your buddies are the ones that are in those
So how
those
how,
boxes,
how convenient
right?
is that for the Clintons, right?
Yeah.
The last piece that will finish this off, that will tie the...
That probably saved her life, by the way. That probably saved her life. Sealing
well,
that...
maybe.
That
well, I was just going to say, I don't know, because I think the last piece, that the only loose end that they have right now is her.
She'll never come out.
Well,
never come out.
Maybe. Or they just kill her in
she's
jail.
She's dead.
I give her 3 months. I think she's dead in 3 months. I honestly
think the over-under is 3?
Well, they will leave her alone, maybe. They might have had this conversation with her. If you open your mouth or even think about opening your mouth, we're going to do what we did to Whitey Bulger. Now, remember, I want to remind people, for those that think, come on, guys, you know, the government's not that bad, let me just remind you what the FBI did. The FBI is corrupt from top to bottom. But the FBI used Whitey Bulger, who was a murderer, as an informant. They locked up other innocent people that they knew were innocent. They knew that Whitey Bulger, the mafia guy, killed these other people in Boston area, right? But they put these other people in jail anyways. And kept it quiet because they wanted to keep getting information from Whitey Bulger. When Whitey Bulger finally opened up and started talking about that, like, hey, wait a minute, I'm 80 years old, I got to come clean on this. They transferred him to a Virginia jail where they conveniently left the door open and the other inmates beat him to death within, like, the first week. Literally. Yeah. And guess who was in charge of that Boston office of the FBI that was leading the Whitey Bulger deal at the time? Oh, that would be Mr. Mueller. The FBI, Robert Mueller, who led the Trump investigation, right? This deep state is corrupt from top to bottom. At the same time, this past week, that they found Ghislaine Maxwell guilty and sealed all the records.
They also, that should tell you everything.
The feds also.
Just that alone. That's all you need to know, folks, is how corrupt that is to seal those records.
But the feds, this week as well, at the almost simultaneously, happened to drop the charges or the investigation into the Epstein guards. How convenient is that? The Epstein guards that supposedly fell asleep. You cannot make this stuff up, folks.
If I always said, by the way, if you and I wrote a movie, if we went to Hollywood and said, here's the movie, and it was the Epstein movie about the guards get left, two guards fall asleep, two new guards
the replacements.
Come in.
Yeah, the replacement guards.
The lights don't work.
The cameras are out.
They would say, this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
This is unrealistic, guys.
Come on. Yeah. You've got to be a little bit more realistic about how this stuff could go down. Right? I mean, it's just so...
And that's exactly what happened.
So beyond ridiculous that anybody would think that that happened that way. That was just a coincidence. like, really?
I know. Honestly,
really?
So they dropped the investigation or the charges this week against the Epstein guards. They also closed the investigation into Cuomo's nursing home deaths. How do you like that one?
At least prior to that, though, they were real creative. If they were transporting him from one prison to another, and I don't know, you know, his truck just went up in a fiery ball at 185 miles an hour. That's the old school. Well, maybe it did. You know what I mean? Like lots of people enter their community at 185 miles an hour in a Toyota, you know, that and they explode.
Exactly.
but this one was just like, come on, they right in your face.
They don't even care. Right in your face. Right. So they dropped the charges against the guards who of course they dropped the charges. The guards were their friends in the feds, right? I mean, I'm
surprised
sure these guards,
any charges.
I guarantee you these guards were FBI or were paid, whatever, right? So these were buddies. Don't worry,
these
guys.
These guards will slowly slip away into a mansion somewhere on a beach.
Or
waterfront property, not concerned about global warming and the rising sea level.
Or they'll both commit suicide in the next 5 years. You know, we'll see what happens.
That's a possibility, too. Yeah, depression could hit them.
Yep. Cuomo investigation also closed. How do you like that one this week?
Mm.
Right? So the New York Attorney General, who was investigating Cuomo for stuffing sick people into nursing homes, killing literally 15-plus thousand
Only people that should have been protected. It's not to sound like Brooklyn.
When you
look at COVID, the only people that should have been babysit a little bit, right, are those folks that are, you know, that have tons of pre-existing conditions. You know, look at, let's face it, it's the end of the life place. So you don't start there, you end there, right? And yes, you know, especially when it was hard, you know, we're certainly not, I don't believe in what they did. Shutting down the nursing homes, not letting visitors in.
No, that was
beyond that was
wrong. That was
but
wrong.
When you know sick people are there, and we've done this for years, by the way. I mean, when my grandmother was in a nursing home, there was a bunch of times I went in, they said, you can't go visit her today. There's a flu outbreak.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
I get that.
I get
all right, so I can what? It's Monday, I'll come back Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday would be fine,
cool.
Right?
Yeah.
That, you know, that's more realistic.
Though, they did 30 days, one case, another 30 days. I mean, people were waiting to go see their loved ones. And they
all based on bad
one
management.
Day away, they'd be called. They'd get the robocall.
It was either you're an idiot and you put these sick people back there on purpose, or you're an idiot and you didn't do the right planning, a lot like you did with the ventilators when you said, well, we're going to how do you do that? How do you say we're going to need nursing home? We're going to need rooms in hospitals, but we don't need them yet. So let's send people back just in case we need rooms.
That's right.
That's as stupid.
That's like
as
saving
saying,
the water.
We need ventilators. Yeah. Wait a minute. You've got 700,000 of them sitting there. Yeah, but we might need them later.
That's what they did. That's exactly
what
they did.
We might need them now.
Yes.
Like, I just, that's how this left-wing liberal thinking is, though.
It's not even left-wing
really
thinking.
Messed up.
It's incompetence. These folks have never had. Look at when you look at a Governor Cuomo. He, you know, his whole career, he's been a politician. He's been a government stooge.
Never had to make real decisions.
Never had to make real decisions.
Not with his own money.
No,
you know, not with.
Of course not.
Not real decisions.
Nope. Yeah. Never had any consequences to his own actions. Right.
Mm-mm.
And so these people can't run a hot dog stand. You put them under fire and they panic. What Governor Cuomo did, I said this 2 years ago, is he panicked. He panicked, and he made bad decisions. Lots of governors did. Governor Murphy in New Jersey did. Mm. The governor in Pennsylvania, Governor Wolf did in Pennsylvania, right? Governor Whitmer did in Michigan. Gavin Newsom in California. All bad governors that all made panic decisions. The medical director of Pennsylvania took her own mother out of the nursing home. She was questioned about that, right? She, by the way. Now,
she is the
national, you know, at the federal level, right? She's been appointed as the, whatever her title is, a Health and Human Service secretary or whatever it is, right? I mean, she made a decision to, along with Governor Wolf, to put sick people in the nursing homes that were in the hospitals, move them to nursing homes. She knew what the consequences would be because she took her own mother out, right? Then she lied about
it. Right.
Anyway, this is what else happened this week, right? New York State to begin calling the unboosted. How do you like that, folks? How do you think that's going to go?
That's
Who
state
signs
employees,
up for
right?
that job?
They want state employees to do that?
I don't know if it's state employees. Let me pull it up. It's probably state employees. Who volunteers for that? Come on.
Nobody. Well, I shouldn't say that. Yeah,
so much for HIPAA, by the
volunteer.
Way. So
you
much
don't
for
need
HIPAA.
To volunteer. Remember when we had the tracing? What a joke. So they hire – Erie County hires these tracers. Every county did it. Hired these tracers. They're not even working.
They call
not
the
tracing
late.
Anybody.
They call
they
the
week care
late.
Less.
Who have you been
they
in contact with?
What do you do now? You're a contract tracer. Oh no, that means you're not one of those non-essential workers that is totally useless. That's what you are.
Yeah.
Like you're going to trace people down. Give me a break.
But they didn't
trace anybody.
But
down.
They were so behind.
Like you're a tracer. What do you do? Nah, not much really.
They were so behind about it. They called one of our employees got COVID. They called her a week later. She was already back at work. They're like, who are you in contact with? Like, it's too late.
Yeah.
Like, what do you?
They called me. I'm like, go screw yourself.
You missed it. You're way behind.
That's none of your business.
Here we go.
None of your business where I am, where I was.
State employees. Hochul suggests state employees will begin calling non-boosted New Yorkers to ask them why they have not received additional doses of the vaccine.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. What happened to HIPAA? You know, if my wife or my daughter happens to be, you know, who's 18 plus, happens to be, you know, in a hospital or a medical facility, I can't even call and get their condition, right?
No.
You will cite HIPAA all day long. Oh, we can't help you, dad, husband.
You know what's
HIPAA,
amazing?
HIPAA. But we can give your information to state employees so they can call you and bug the crap out of you.
This is when these Democrats find out that they can use it to win elections. They'll use whatever they need. Democrats are ruthless.
They really are. Ruthless
to
is a perfect word.
Give them credit where credit's due. They do not stop.
No.
They are absolutely ruthless with their agenda. You know, when AIDS was going on, I remember the Democrat Party was hell-bent on making sure that you, as an employer, were not allowed to ask, are you HIV positive? Right. You can't do that. You're going to discriminate against these people. They won't get jobs. Now you have a flu that has a 100% survival rate.
At this point,
it's literally 99.
It's not even the flu.
It's 99.999999999997%, right? And by the way, it's been that way for a long time. You left-wing nut job bullshitters
cannot find me anybody
that didn't have tons of pre-existing conditions that passed away. Right? But these same people that says, you can't ask about AIDS. Yeah. You can't ask if I have this. Now, these very people, because it's political, are saying, oh, we can find out whatever we want about you. It's our business. Your body, my choice now. Your body, my choice.
Right.
Used to be my body, my choice. Now it's my body, my choice, and your body, my choice.
That's right. It's crazy. The CNN, by the way, finally admits that overweight people are at much higher risk. They finally came out. It's
idiots.
Amazing. They finally came out.
They shut the gyms down and cut off people's access to Vitamin World in places like that.
In places
like
Quebec,
all these retail shops.
They, up until recently, they have a curfew still in Quebec. Right? After certain hours, you have to go inside because COVID comes out at night, apparently.
Is there anything that we haven't been wrong about?
No.
I mean, really,
everything.
I look back at this from day one. I remember talking 2 weeks into this thing, thinking, wait a minute, you're going to, saying on the podcast and on the radio, you're going to shut the gyms down. The very place that people should be to keep their immune systems healthier. We're 2 years into this. Let me let you know. Now, I eat like garbage, but I do work out quite a bit, right? If I actually ate good, I'd be like, you know, superhero type guy, but I'm not. I eat like, you know, I get out of the gym and I go for a taco right after. But I'll tell you this, 2 years of you working out 3 days a week, 4 days a week, you'd be a monster.
Right.
Your immune system would be unbelievable. And you'd beat 99, but you'd beat this virus anyways 99.9% of the time. But we're 2 years into this. This isn't 2 weeks to flatten the curve garbage anymore, right? If you ate healthier or you took some vitamins and you went out for a run 2-3 times a week, you went to the gym and worked out a few times a week, you would be so much better off throughout this whole mess. They shut the gym down. By the way, I was working out last night at the gym, and I'm trying to get this lady on. This is a problem, by the way, and I don't mean to call – I'm not going to certainly call her out, but – things happen to people, and nobody has the stones to share the story.
Mm-hmm.
This lady was forced to get her first shot, her second shot.
Yep.
She was forced to get her booster shot. When she got her booster shot, about 2 hours after, she started feeling a little bit crummy, right?
Yeah.
As the day progressed, she felt worse and worse and worse. 2 days later, she was in a coma. Got out of the hospital. 3 weeks later, she said, Mike, I should have died. I said, you have to tell this story.
Right.
Like, people think there's no – these left-wing lunatics.
If it was anything else, this would have been pulled – this vaccine, with the damage it's done, would have been pulled from the market in March of this year.
And again, I'm not anti-vaccine.
I got to be honest. When it comes to this vaccine, I am now vaccine.
You know where I'm anti-vaccine? I'm anti – leave my goddamn kids off of this.
Right,
right.
You want to get it, go ahead. That's your business. I hear you.
If you – look it, we rushed this thing to market, rightfully so, because we didn't know how much Fauci baked this thing up, right? That's the truth, right? They baked it up. We had no idea whether, you know, 15% of the people that got this were going to die or 10%. We did. So the thought originally was – and that's, by the way, that's why we unrolled it. Remember, we rolled it out to people 65 plus or 75 plus first, right?
Right.
It was intended for people with pre-existing conditions for them to make an educated decision as to whether they want it or not. It was not intended to ram it down my 5-year-old's throat. It was not intended to ram it down my 12-year-old's throat and hold it over her head that she can't go to a Bills or Sabres game, right?
That's
not the intention of this.
That's
the intention was for a specific group of people, pre-existing conditions. Yeah, I am 100% anti-vax when it comes to these kids.
Yeah.
And you left-wing morons that watch this, you should spend a little time interviewing the people that have been sick from shot number one, shot number two, the booster shot. Instead of going out and listening to CNN that everybody's fine and it's great. It's not the same thing.
They all say the same thing. It's almost, it's like you pull a string, Mike, out of their back and they all repeat the same message. It almost seems as if they've been brainwashed.
Jimmy Fallon,
Secretary Lloyd, all of these people who have this past 2 weeks, 3 weeks, all of these people who have gotten COVID are all double vaxxed, boosted, wearing masks. And here's what every single one of them has said. It's been the exact same thing. Yeah, I got COVID, and yeah, I'm vaccinated. And I'm so thankful for the vaccination because it kept the symptoms from being a lot worse.
No, you're a moron. Every one of them said the same.
But it's like, not even just that they're a moron, Mike. It's that somebody was like, give me something here. I'll use this. Yeah. You are going to say the following things.
When
you get COVID, your response will be, I'm so lucky that I had the vaccine because without it, my symptoms could have been a lot worse. I would have ended up in the hospital and possibly dead had it not been for the vaccine. Right. Repeat after me.
Let me let you in some breaking news, you morons. and you're morons. The breaking news is that everybody that's getting Omicron has very, very, very mild symptoms.
But everybody who's getting Omicron right now
doesn't matter whether they've been vaccinated or not.
Is vaccinated.
Yeah.
Look at in my world, in my circle, your circle too. Well, Mike.
No, those are only the breakthrough cases. When I hear breakthrough, I think 1 out of 100. Right.
Exactly.
1 out of 1,000. Right. No, I don't think 45% or 50%.
But now it's like 80. In our circle, I would say it's about 50-50. Was that fair? 50% of the people I know are vaccinated. 50% are not.
Which really means that this version of this version or any of the versions, it really maybe we were 30% protected, similar to the flu shot every year, right?
Yeah, exactly.
They just don't get it exact, and yes, it does protect some people from it, not all people. This is a blessing, by the way. We're at the point where this thing is a cold now.
That's right. Yeah, it's over.
It's over. It's mutated itself to the point where it's over.
That's right.
And yes, you could get it, and you might have to take
the conversation right now in the mainstream media should be: we are fortunate that this virus mutated into a cold that's really not killing anybody, and so now we have the time to turn our attention and focus on where this came from and who made it. Okay.
Yep.
Yep. And that there is Dr. Yep. Fauci and the Chinese Communist Party. Let me go through a couple
God
more things, and I got some
samples
for you.
It could have been a lot worse. By the way, if you're listening to this and you're one of the people that got the shot and got sick, I'd love to do a whole radio show on it. I'm trying to get this. So you please.
We should open those. I'll tell you what. We'll open up the phone lines this Saturday. We're on this Saturday, right? We're live this Saturday, I think, right? So we'll open up the phone lines this Saturday. For those of you listening, spread the word. We'll ask for those stories this weekend. We'll ask you to call in and share your stories because I got to tell you, I was going to say 50% of the people I know are vaccinated, 50% are not. So it's 50-50. Right now, I know about, I would say, a half dozen people, six or seven, eight people, I'd say, that have gotten COVID in the last 2 or 2.5 weeks. 100% of them are vaccinated. Every one of them, right?
Yep.
But of course, it's down to the common cold, right? Now, I don't know anybody
if you Democrats, if you had a brain in your head, I know you don't, you're ruthless. That's what makes you good.
Yeah.
I've seen that in business, by the way. I've seen people who might not be the smartest, but they're ruthless, man. They're just going to continue to grind. You are successful because you're ruthless, right? Not because you're bright. You're absolutely the dumbest people I've ever seen in my life. Just unbelievably stupid when it comes to saying, okay, these are the facts. These are the outcomes. This has been tried before, but we don't care. We're going to ram it down your throats anyways.
Right. But, crazy.
And they don't care, by the way. On the ballot before it was redistricting in New York. There was four opportunities to vote things down this year. By the way, I was like, wow, New York voted them all down. This is incredible. Right. One of them was redistricting. They don't care. They came out with their plans yesterday. Yep. The Democrats are going to redistrict.
Yep.
It's over.
It's over.
Oh, it's been over. It's been over.
It's been over.
But,
it's been over for 10 years in New York.
There's been like 14-15%, I'm laughing, of the representation in Albany that was like, you know, Dave DiPietro, like, please, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, right.
Now it'll be zero. Nah, it'll be zero.
Over.
It'll literally be zero. They're going to redistrict and wipe everybody out.
Yeah, it's over.
Unreal.
It was over before, but now there's no chance of comeback now. There's no hope, right?
Nah.
New York is shot. And let me tell you a couple other things about New York for just a second. I was around New York, right? So New York's going to start calling people who are unboosted. So much for your HIPAA privacy, right? Monoclonal treatment. Whites need not apply. They literally have sent out a message to all these monoclonal treatment centers saying that white folks are at less risk than black folks, and so they should be treated last. Unbelievable. It's really sickening. On top of that, the New York Attorney General, Lolita James, last I checked, not a doctor, right? She's been sending out cease and desist letters to medical providers to block them from prescribing ivermectin, right?
Oh
now, why would a attorney general, politician, bureaucrat, know nothing, political hack. Why is she involved in our healthcare decisions between you and your medical provider? Right. She's sending cease and desist letters.
Your doctor, the one who went to school to be a doctor.
Right. That's right. Yeah. That's right. Right. So what else I got here? Chicago, 25-year high for homicides, out of control.
What is it? Was it 800?
Oh, I don't have the total number for me. Let me find it quick. I've got it. Oh, yeah. It's like 700 something.
What a bang-up job they're doing there. What another great result from Democrat policies, by the way. And again, you left-wing nut jobs that love this show, how do you defend that? How do you say, well, it's not our policy? It is your policies. You've been running these towns for decades.
Yeah.
It's your policies. It's all about defunding the police. It's all about these dirtbags.
Well, criminalizing
no
them,
bail.
Too. Criminalizing
That's,
the
it's
police.
All about... It's all about them robbing a car at 14 and 15 and being right back on the streets, doing it at 17 and 18 and getting right back on the street. No, it'll make it safer. We love everybody. You're a moron. Right. You're a moron. Right.
It's not
working.
It's not working.
It didn't work. The school systems are a mess there. 30% graduation rates, 25% graduation rates. Again, not working. You're a moron. Mm-hmm. I mean, at what point do you figure this out? Then the answer is never. They never do.
No. I don't think they
never
care.
Do.
I think the leaders know the people that vote for these people are the ones that need the mental help. They need either But again, if all you watch, though, Mike, think about this for a second. You and I are all over Twitter. We're all over Facebook. We're all over the Internet. We're on all kinds of, Breitbart, used to be on the Drudge Report. I mean, we're reading stuff all week long from all kinds of outlets and sources, Fox News and even CNN, and I'm reading all the news all week, right? We are fairly informed about what's going on. Do you think the average person watching CNN knows that a New York State Attorney General is sending cease and desist letters? No. They're not covering that story.
No.
Do you think they're covering the story that the Cohen investigation was closed at CNN?
No.
Of course not.
No. Nope.
Right? They're not covering any of this stuff. So if all you watch is CNN or NBC or ABC, if that's where you get your primary source of news, you think that the Democrats are the white knights and Republicans are all racist, knuckle-dragging, Klan member, card-carrying murderers. It's crazy.
Well, and that's their game plan, right? And it's easy to do when you're a Democrat. So Stefan Mihailu calling out the overtime for Gail Bernstein. Yes, we did file a lawsuit yesterday. It's official. We actually did file a lawsuit against Gail. So he's calling him out, right? He's a comptroller. He's in charge of the money. Mm-hmm. He sees what's going on, right? No other health care commissioner in the entire state got overtime.
I think one.
Nobody.
Did. I think one got
no,
three grand.
She was a nurse. No, she was a
she
nurse.
She was a nurse. Okay.
Nurse, so in the healthcare field, but I don't think she was
a whatever.
Right?
Even still, that lady, she only got three grand. This lady got $300,000.
Right.
Close.
Look at it. If the first week or two and we all said nobody knew what was going on and maybe she did get it, she shouldn't have deserved overtime any bit. That's when you take a salary position of $209,000 a year, you don't get overtime. When you're ordering pork chops for your friends in the department, as you're sending in dirtbags.
They literally did that, folks.
To destroy businesses, you're a scumbag. You're a scumbag. And we're going to fight to get that money back.
Yeah.
I had a point behind it. I got to get off on tangent tonight.
I don't know. But this is New York. But CNN's not covering that. I mean, they're not covering any of this stuff, right? They're not covering any of this stuff. I'm looking for the murder, the total death rate in Chicago.
My point was Poland Cars calling out
anti-Semitic.
Stefan, the only reason he's calling her is out because she's Jewish.
Yes.
Give me a
here it is.
Are you that disgusting?
797 homicides. 700, so 800,
you know what?
800. Call it 800. Round it up.
You know what? I was hoping they'd get to 8. Yeah. I was thinking they'd break 8. You know what I mean?
They can still find a few bodies. There's missing people out there. I don't know what the counts for this year or last year if they can determine.
You know what? My guess is they counted them as COVID, Glenn.
Probably. Speaking of that.
Even though there's a slug in the back of his neck, it had to be COVID.
I got one more thing here, and then I got some sound bites that you're going to – it's amazing, right? This right here. This is great. I love this. This is a USA Today poll. So, not like a poll from Fox or something that's right wing. USA Today poll. Americans saw 2021 as chaos and a train wreck, but are hopeful about 2022. USA Today Suffolk poll shows. Let's hope they're right. After searching for words to convey just how awful 2021 was, close to half Americans say one word that best describes the mood about 2022 is hopeful. So I think we're all hopeful for a better 2022. But These the polar opposites, right? The survey of 1,000 registered voters taken by cell phone and landline December 27th to December 30th has a margin of error of 3.1 percentage points, blah, blah, blah. In a poll that finds the nation's familiar fractures over politics and COVID, there's an overwhelming unity about one thing. Nearly everyone is glad to see 2021 in the rearview mirror. So no matter what side of the aisle you're on, Democrat or Republican, everybody, at least the majority of people, thought 2021 was a train wreck. Among the words volunteered in response to the open-ended question to describe 2021 in a single word, 23% described it as awful, horrible, bad, or sucked. 23%. So basically, one in four Americans, when asked an open-ended question, give me one word to describe 2021. I would say Democrat. That would be my one word. 12% described it as chaos, confusing, or turmoil. 11% said challenging, hard, or rough. 6% described it as a disaster, a train wreck, and a catastrophe. 4%, tied for fourth, 6% said okay or good. Amazing. In all, just 14% offered adjectives that were positive, assuming exciting is a good thing. The rest chose various versions of bad. So 14% basically had a positive view or positive words. The other 86%, the largest, 23%, one in four.
What was positive?
One in four.
What was positive? Out of the 14, what goes through your brain?
Well, positive for our business, it was positive, right? Because we had a record year with all of our business units. Why? Because they've closed our competition. Wells Fargo still has their financial advisor's offices closed all over the country, including Florida.
Could you imagine that? Could you imagine? Your money is being managed by a firm who's still on
vacation.
They're
on the golf course, just so you know. Well, yeah, Florida on the golf course.
And don't give me their working from home. No, that's garbage. No. They're working from home. Yeah, I guess they are processing some stuff from home, right? But if you got a team, we've got a whole team of money managers on the other side of this building here.
One, in front of their computers
And in Florida, nonstop, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, 8 to 6, places packed, ideas going back and forth. A joke.
But for the majority of
Democrats, the Democrats, by the way, if you really wanted to move this thing, the needle, right? Biden wants to go from being hated right now to very favorable. They had the opportunity. And here's all they would have needed to do is say, look it, we beat this. You know, we got these people vaccinated.
Right. It's mutated.
We are at the point now where this thing has mutated to a mild cold.
Back to normal.
Congratulations, everybody. We can focus on the things that matter.
Therapeutics,
now,
if we have
to. Which is redistributing your wealth and all the other bullshit that they do. But they could absolutely, at this point, the thing is, they are so brainwashed from scaring people for 2 years. It's like if you do a habit for 30, do something for 30 days in a row, it becomes a habit, right?
Yep.
They, meaning the Democrats and the mainstream media, same thing, have just been so brainwashed in scaring people, they don't know what else to do.
Well, they need this, though. They need this, even though. Look at if he were to. You're right, though. You're right. Absolutely right. If they wanted to, he could come out today and say, you know what, folks? Good news. This thing. Thank God. We dodged the bullet. Now we lost thousands of people. But here's the deal. This thing now has migrated to the point of a cold. It's probably good if we all get it at this point. And so we're dropping the testing. We're dropping the mandates. We're dropping the masks. And we're dropping pushing the vaccine. We're going to encourage the vaccine. But we're not going to mandate the vaccine.
Still nervous about it? You put a face diaper on.
Sure.
You
want to get a vaccine.
At this point,
we're going back to normal.
We feel like we won.
Yep.
You could declare victory. Yep. And I'm not saying he's going to skyrocket. There's, of course, a huge group of us on the left that are never going to vote for him.
But that's a 50-50 then, right? What's a guarantee? If that's a 50-50, that might get him popular enough to hold the midterms and maybe win re-election, right?
Yep.
But what's a lock for them? What's a lock? What's a 90% guarantee, right? Mail-in ballots. Mail-in ballots, right?
That's a lock, right?
So if they need this fear, if they can continue to keep people fearful, if they can continue, then they can make the case that we have to have, we can't possibly have people at the polls. You can go to Lollapalooza. But you can't go to the polls. You can line up at Walmart, but you can't go to the polls.
How about dirtbag AOC? Another dirtbag Democrat.
Down in Florida.
Yeah. The head of the Democrat Party here, what's his name? Zeldin or whatever?
Who knows?
He was with his family. I mean, there was this picture circulated, which I would never forward on to somebody's family, but he's with his kids. They're all enjoying Florida.
Yeah.
The openness and the freedom of Florida.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine being a Democrat.
Yep.
And shutting down the businesses and destroying the lives that they did of the people here in Western New York.
Yep. And then going to Florida to party.
and then going to Florida to party.
Right.
And if I was to go to Florida, right. AOC's mom's there, okay, she moved through the better taxes, AOC, you're a moron, you didn't get it, right? You should be face diapered up seven times over. You should get off the plane like this,
right.
And never go anywhere like
she doesn't believe
a face
in
diaper.
It. There's a video we played a long time ago. Anyway. I can go back and find it. It's in our Twitter feed. It's on our podcast. We played the video. She's literally sitting amongst a group of people, literally right next to each other on these, like, it was like a stadium stands of some sort, right? Maybe steps or something, right? And they were all together. They're all talking. Oh, yeah, this is great. Oh, yeah, yeah. Laughing, smile. No mask. Yeah. Oh, we're going to take a photo? Okay, hang on 1 second. And she gets it out. And she puts it on, and then she gets ready for the photo. It's all about optics. This whole administration is a Hollywood production. Look at even the press conferences they're doing. They have literally built a production studio in the White House. Literally. They have a green screen window. They can change the image behind the window. It's all fake. It's all phony. It's unbelievable.
One of his rallies where they didn't have anybody there.
All the trucks showed up that were the same.
But they were all the same.
All the same.
It was Jeep.
All Jeeps.
It was Jeep Wrangler.
Right. Yeah, everybody Jeep showed up in Jeep Wranglers. What a coincidence. Wow.
Well, it's good. It's good to have by the way, Hollywood's getting nervous now because they're actually starting to burn down and cause all kinds of crime in the rich places now.
So that's what happens, Manhattan, folks. By the way.
Yeah, that's what happens, folks. Like when they run out of ammunition and run out of stuff to steal out here,
that's right.
They go here. Yep. That's what. And especially when you don't arrest them here, when you focus, and you being the Democrat Party and the media, when you focus on the insurrection on January 6th, and you forget that they're actually burning down a city 5 miles away from you, right? Then once that city's burned down, they come to you because guess what? It was okay.
Like,
we didn't arrest them. We didn't look for
they
anybody.
Got away with it.
Right?
They got
had
away
pictures.
With it.
The FBI had pictures. The America's Most Wanted of a 75-year-old lady that got let in by the police on January 6th. Meanwhile, you've got people literally blowing up buildings.
That's right.
We can't seem to find them anywhere.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the videos, Mike. I got a bunch here that I want to play. There's some really, 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 really good ones. This is a throwback. I want to go back to the Democrat primary a year ago, maybe a little bit longer, because de Blasio's gone now. So I want to take one final shot at de Blasio just to remind people how absolutely stupid this guy is. Now, remember, he's in a primary. This is an MSNBC primary debate. He's in a primary debate with Cory Booker and Kamala Harris. This is what he had to
say. An all-star team there.
This is awesome.
I run the largest police force in America, too, and if we're going to stop these shootings, we're going to get these guns off the street, we have to have a very different relationship between our police and our community. I also want to say there's something that sets me apart from all my colleagues running in this race.
There's something that sets me apart from all my colleagues in this race. Guess what it is, Mike?
It is for the last 21 years, I've been raising a black son in America.
Oh.
Now, I don't know if Cory Booker or Kamala Harris has kids. But last I checked, they were both black. I'm the only one in this race that knows what it's like to raise a black kid.
Yeah. Let me let you in on some advice to de Blasio. I have black family members. You know what we don't say every day? Oh, you're black. That's what we don't do, right? We don't give a shit whether you're black or white or red or yellow. We treat all the kids in the family the same, and we make sure we understand and love them the same, and we make sure and understand that just because they won, guess what? One of my daughters is darker than the other. That's true. One of my really, really dark skin, Allie. I don't go to Allie and say, hey, you're going to have less opportunities than Olivia here. I mean,
you can't see this here. We'll make sure we blow this up for the podcast if you're watching this live on Facebook. But the look on Cory Booker's face is like, what?
Yeah, no, they're delusional.
It's like, so you got the fake Indian. You got the mayor who's got the only black child on the stage.
Uh-huh. Meanwhile, all the black people.
You can't make this stuff up. It's just too rich. I love it. Mm-hmm. All right. That's number one.
And we actually DNA tested him and find out that Booker's got white children.
Just
right?
Hilarious.
That's a joke. A total joke.
Just hilarious.
They have no argument for economics, no understanding of economics, no understanding of what's going to make these people better, right? Free market capitalism has been the best solution anywhere around the world, from taking people from the lowest tax ring to the highest tax ring. And all we need to do is stop the conversation of, oh, you're black, you can't do it. You're black, you know what? Martin Luther King was absolutely spot on. Miss him so much.
Yep.
This is all about education. It's all about education. And when somebody's going to help a primarily black school in the inner city who has graduation rates of 25%, mm-hmm. and we're going to call that person a racist mm-hmm. because they want to change mm-hmm. it, well, you're not going to change right, it. You're not going right. to fix it from allowing them and giving them the opportunity to go from that lowest tax rate to the highest tax rate. But it's pretty simple. Just believe in these kids. Get them into school longer terms. Get them out of the.
Tell them that they can do
it. Crack addict dads who are sperm donors.
Tell them that they can do it.
No more welfare for you.
Tell them that despite their skin color, they can do it. What they're told, Mike, is that they can't do it because somebody else is holding them back. What they're told is that somebody else has the key to their future. They are not in charge of their own destiny. They are beholden to other people that control and run their life. That's what they're told. Right. I tell my kids, you can do anything you put your mind to.
They're making very handsome pensions, by the way.
This is America. No matter what your color or what your sex or whatever else, you could accomplish anything you set your mind to in this country. Anything, right? That's why you see immigrants come here from other countries with nothing but the shirt on their back. And they go on to build businesses and empires in some cases, right? Huge organizations, right? Because
within 10 years, look at
Ilhan Omar. Ilhan Omar was rescued from a Somali refugee camp. Right? She's a U.S. Congressperson today. Yep. That's amazing. Yep. What an amazing and she hates the country for it. You went from living in a tent in a refugee camp to one of the most powerful positions in America. Right?
And you hate
you're wealthy now. And you blast
it.
The system that gave you that opportunity. That's what these people do. It's amazing. Let me play another clip. This is Dr. Fauci now. I'm going to play two clips of Dr. Fauci, one of which you probably haven't heard, but you're going to lose your shit when you do. This one is good, though, too. He slips up a lot, this guy. A lot he slips up, right?
Doesn't matter.
In this case,
nobody calls him out.
Well, they should have. In this case, he just let it slip who he was working with. You'll love this one. Oops, I don't have the volume on. Let me turn this up, actually, and then I'm going to fast forward this to the spot, actually.
So in a very minor collaboration as part of a subcontract of a grant, we had a collaboration with some Chinese...
I'm sorry, what was that? It's like when Maxine Waters said, you know, this liberal be all about socializing. Remember that? Can we get a rip you know, she was blasting Matt, the Wizard of Smart Maxine Waters was blasting the CEO of Shell Oil and a couple other CEOs of oil companies. This liberal would be all about social basically the government taking over your companies, you know. So this is the same moment for Dr. Fauci right here.
Of a grant. We had a collaboration with some Chinese scientists. And what he conflated that is that therefore we were involved in creating the virus, which is the most ridiculous majestic leap I've ever.
We were working with the Chinese communists, and lo and behold, look at this. Unbelievable. This one is this is even better, Mike. This is what you and I have been saying now about this whole thing from day one. I got to find it here, though. Hang on a second. Give me a second. Here it is right here. Okay, you get this here. No, that's not it. No. Come on now. Should have had this at the handy. Don't say. Man, I just, so much stuff I grab here and just post. And come on. It was right at the top before. Here it is. Nope, that's not it either. Damn it. This is a good one. I'll get back to that one in a second. This is something else we've been saying since day one. So this is communist Dr. Liana Wen, who is the favorite of CNN. Dr. Wen, who loves her Chinese Communist Party propaganda and methodology. You know, she felt to her, we would, you know, nail people into their houses. But again, they let this stuff slip this week. Here is communist party Dr. Liana Wen. It's CNN.
Cloth masks are not appropriate for this pandemic. It's not appropriate for Omicron. It was not appropriate for Delta, Alpha, or any of the previous variants either, because we're dealing with something that's airborne.
No kidding.
Wow.
Well, would you look at that?
How do you control people?
Would you look at that, right?
That's pretty obvious.
But this is amazing. I mean, this is really amazing.
What's amazing is the rest of the morons on the panel that are just like,
But this is Orwellian. I mean, honest to God. But the thing is, you know, people, I know somebody, honest to God, she has like doctorate, master's, smart person, right? She goes, well, make sure you get an N95 mask because cloth masks don't work with this variant.
Oh,
this variant.
Oh,
well, Dr. Kami here
the other
tells
airborne
me
ones,
that
they did
it doesn't
fine.
Work with any variant now. So which is it? You know, I mean, we're going to go back to two masks pretty soon. I mean, it's unreal. Just unreal. All right, I got to find some other clip of Dr. Fraud. Come on. I know it's not that far back, so I must have missed it.
What's amazing is they all know it, too.
Oh, yeah.
They all know it. I had a relative. We were at a church. It was my grandmother's funeral. My uncle, who is convinced that you have to wear a mask, so they're doing the incense, and he's coughing. I'm like, what's going on?
You can't smell that, can you?
There's no way you can smell that, right?
Possibly.
It's smoke, and that's one. Just so you know, the COVID virus is 1/16th the size of that smoke. So if you can smell the smoke, you're probably not doing anything to stop COVID.
But it lowers the symptoms. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
All right, here it is.
That's right.
I love that one.
I got it. But,
yeah, but every one of them. But if I had not had the mask on, I would have got a lot worse, right? This is Dr. Fauci. Now, he's talking about the children.
The thing is that if you look.
Wait, sorry. Let me set this up right. I got to get this back to the beginning. Okay. Stop. Okay. So this is Dr. Fauci. Again, I think he's on. Oh, now he's on MSNBC, right? Still. The only place. I don't know if they put him on Fox anymore. They think the only place he can go is basically the mainstream media, CNN, MSNBC. Is the only place that is still.
He's a superstar there.
But so we've been saying this from the very get go. Now, one of the things, by the way, just to mention about this past year, now we had a record year with COVID deaths this past year, three times as much last year as under with the vaccine as under basically almost two and a half times as under. Trump. Now, what you have to understand is that you have to take the numbers with a grain of salt for hospitalizations and all this stuff, mm-hmm. right? Because remember what I told you at the beginning of last year in January, they changed the way that they calculate if you died from COVID or
That's
not,
right?
In the beginning, it was, well, if you died from something else, but you had COVID and you tested positive, we're marking that down as COVID. But in January of 2021, for some reason, they changed it to say that if you had COVID in the previous 30 days, so you could have had COVID recovered and then fell off of a 10-story building and got crushed on the sidewalk. But because you had COVID a month ago, it was in 30 days, they counted COVID. So that's probably part of the increase. But the amazing thing is, right, we've been saying that so many of these hospitalizations, so many of these cases were people with COVID, not dying because of COVID, not being hospitalized. Now, here's Dr. Fraud. Okay, have you heard this clip?
No, I think you're
gonna love
actually.
This. This is great.
Yeah.
Thing is that if you look at the children who are hospitalized,
I heard this.
Many of them are hospitalized with COVID, opposed to because of COVID.
Oh, really?
And what we mean by that?
What?
If a child goes in the hospital, they automatically get tested for COVID.
Doesn't everybody else? That goes to the hospital automatically tested for COVID?
Boy, it's funny.
Is it just the kids?
Who's been saying that for a year or two? Yeah. Oh, that'd be us.
Yeah. Is it just the kids, though, or is it everybody who goes to the hospital gets tested for COVID?
What a joke. What a joke.
Let's finish this clip because I don't know what else
he
says.
What a joke.
I couldn't get past that.
Absolute joke.
It's amazing.
You know what? I can't stress enough, folks, if you think like us, if you have a brain in your head, and you're the one that says this is stupid, walking into Home Depot with your face diaper, please take it off.
Right.
Please take it off. It can't just be 1% of the population that walks in, knowing, by the way, that 40-something percent thinks this is stupid, but you're all compliant.
Right.
You've
right.
gone from sheep to rats.
That's right.
You're test lab rats.
But think about what they admitted just this past week. So we started the show off today talking about, the things that you probably didn't hear about, right? This week we learned from, CNN, which we already knew, that cloth masks don't work, right? We learned that the vaccinated clearly could transmit this and commit this, right? We've learned that the tests are inaccurate, right? The CDC has withdrawn their application for patenting or whatever they're trying to do with these PCR tests. They've admitted basically that they're not accurate, right? We learned that this week, We've learned this week that a lot of these cases, we just played the clip from Dr. Fraud, that are in the hospital are there with COVID. Now, a month ago, we were crazy. We were conspiracy theorists, right?
That's
for
right.
two Nuts. Years, the left has said, you guys are crazy. Everybody who believes this is crazy, blah, blah. And now it's like they have the ability to do a mind wipe. It's honest to God.
Yep.
Again, Forget everything before yesterday. The world started over this morning. We've never said that masks work. The people on the panel, they don't even question it.
No.
They didn't even question
right
it.
On.
Like, oh, huh,
move
right
on. And they'll walk out of there.
It's amazing.
And they'll walk out of there with their face diapers on as a group. They'll get together and hang out without
Unreal.
Them. Right? But the minute the camera's there, they'll be right back Unreal. To wearing face diapers.
Unreal.
Not one of them took that information and said, yeah, boy, this is, we should really go on, you know, back to living our lives.
So and so I'm glad Americans are hopeful for 2022, but I got to be honest, I am concerned, and I'll tell you why, because this has gone so far beyond this virus, and I want to bring in for a second and talk about the World Economic Forum, right? This, the Wizards of Smart that meet in Davos. Remember Davos, they all get together, right? Mm-hmm. You know, Bill Gates flies in, Warren Buffett's there, right? You know, Prince Charles is there, like all of the movers and shakers, the power people, the Rockefellers, the Carnegies, right? They're all there. The Heinz family, I'm sure, the Careys are there, right? All of these super smart people are there. This is what the World Economic Forum is telling people, right? They're literally running ads saying by 2030, you will own nothing and be happy. Now, let me tell you something. That is the worst financial advice that anybody could ever give you, right? If you really want to know how to build wealth and become, you know, independent, financially independent, where you're not reliant upon other people or a pension or a job, you have to gather assets. You have to accumulate assets. Do yourself a favor. Go out and read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Read it to your kids. Understand the difference between assets and liabilities. And if you're smart, what you'll do is you'll do what the Warren Buffetts and the Bill Gates have done, and you'll focus your efforts on acquiring assets. But what is the World Economic Forum telling you to do? They're telling you not to acquire assets. They're telling you you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. Don't worry. Bill Gates will own everything. Meanwhile, they're telling you that. They're buying stuff.
That's right. That's right. They're showing up, by the way. They'll show up there at these big economic summits and go, these people know what they're doing. And they leave on their private jet and go buy 700 acres out in Montana.
CNBC's are covering this. Fox News is there, right? They're interviewing people at Davos. It's all secretive. Now it was secretive, folks, because this is the Agenda 21, the global reset, the New World Order, whatever you want to call it. They're using this pandemic now. Clearly, this has migrated into a cold at this point, right? This is no longer killing people. It's never killed children. Though, despite the fact that they keep trying to tell us, well, this Omicron variant is hitting the kids the hardest. It's not. It's giving kids the cold, right? It's a common cold at this point.
Right.
And so, honestly,
most of the kids, it's giving nothing.
Nothing to.
The 1%ers that actually have symptoms are cold.
But the World Economic Forum is telling people they're using this pandemic, they're using this opportunity to set up this global reset. So while they're telling you, don't own anything, don't go out and acquire assets, here's the deal, folks. What changed human history in the world, literally, right? There was a couple of empires throughout the world history that really changed things. You know, Roman Empire was a huge game changer. But this country, I would argue, was even a bigger of a game changer, right? What this country did and what this country allowed us to do as a human race, right, is it created the middle class. How did it create the middle class? This country, for the first time, really allowed people to have ownership and private property rights, being able to own your own home, own your own land, do what you want with that land. Remember, prior to that, all land in England was owned by the kingdom, right? It was owned by the monarchy. It was owned by, you know, the princes and the elites and the knights and the nobles and that top 10 to 20%, just like Venezuela's run now, right? Everybody else is poor. But this country created the opportunity for private property ownership, right? Private property rights created a middle class in this country. What did that middle class go on to do? That middle class went on to be independent of the government. Most people in this country, the vast majority of people living in this country, don't need the government. You know, they need roads, they need the infrastructure. But guess what they did before the government built the infrastructure? They built it themselves, right? If Elizabeth Warren's out talking about, you didn't build that, and Barack Obama stole part of that. You didn't build that, right? Those roads and bridges, that factory, that needed a road built. Well, guess who built the road before government? The factory built the road. The business people built the road. When farms wanted to connect, the farmers got together. They built the roads, right? But but you know, so the this country created this middle class. The middle class elected their leaders, right, for a while, right? That gave the middle class, that gave the power to the people, right? Super important, right? Well, guess what? That's not good for Bill Gates, right? That's not good for Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett gets wealthier when he's got the power and you don't. Bill Gates gets wealthier when you have to rent from him, right? Warren Buffett gets wealthier when you have to rent and use his stuff, right, or pay for supplies, right? He doesn't want you getting wealthy. He wants that wealth, right? And so now these are the people at the World Economic Forum, right?
Watch every time, folks, when these Democrats like create legislation that helps his companies. Every single time. Oh, you're going to have to use more stuff through railcar?
No problem.
No, bro. Who owns those rail cars?
Oh, I'd have a lot more respect for him if he was honest about it. To your point, you just nail it, right? I mean, he's, you know, they're just totally disingenuous. He's telling everybody else that we should all be paying higher taxes, right? Think about the things that Warren Buffett has done. Warren Buffett, I would argue, is anti-American. You go, oh my God, how could you say that? Well, he's done things against America's best interest because they were for his own self-interest. You know, to your point, the transatlantic pipeline, the oil pipeline, he loved that being shut down. He wants that shut down, right? Because his rail cars and his companies transport the oil otherwise. Without that, he loses business. What's better for America? The pipeline or having to continue to do it the old school way with trucks and trains? Well, the pipeline's way better, right? That's why we're building it, right?
Right.
But that's not good for Warren Buffett, right?
No, he still owns the newspaper, folks. Right. We got to keep that newspaper around as long as possible, right?
Yep. So
that's the
thought. Right. So yep. Warren Buffett, you know, decided that he's going to support people that are going to kill the pipeline because it's good for him, not good for America, right? That's what these people are doing now. These are the people, folks, that are at the World Economic Forum. These are the people that are telling you, right? And shame on places like, you know, the CNBC, who is supposed to be, you know, the financial news. They still are. They're a good company, a good, you know, good station. But they put these Davos folks up on a pedestal, right? They feed right into it. Oh, these are the wizards of smart. These are the folks that, you know, are have all the wealth. Wealth doesn't equate to intelligence, folks, and it sometimes it does, but oftentimes it does not. Right? Now, I'm not saying that Bill Gates and Elon Musk and people like that are super intelligent.
What's that? Like the Biden family. Oftentimes it equates to being a sleazeball, like the Biden family, right?
And sometimes it equates to just
being lucky. The Biden family aren't doing anything great to change the world and make things
better. Nancy Pelosi, she's wealthy. Yeah.
His son is selling artwork now for $500,000 a pop for exposure to daddy.
That's right.
That's certainly not anything that's going to be good for anybody.
Right. That's right.
Are they building wealth? You bet you are.
But these are the people now at the World Economic Forum that are telling you, don't own anything, just rent from us. And you know, in the future, I'll play the video. Well, in fact, we'll play it now, but we'll insert the commercial because it's a lot of visuals. It's basically typed words with visuals. At the end of this podcast, if you're watching, you have to go to our YouTube page or our website, I guess, thefinancialguys.com. But download the video version of this podcast, and I'll make sure at the very end of this podcast we play that World Economic Forum commercial that they're now currently playing in Europe. It's really quite amazing. You'll own nothing, but you'll be happy. The guy smiles. You'll just rent things. You'll ask for something, and it'll be delivered by drones. Oh, but Amazon will own the drone. So go own stuff, and they'll own the warehouses. Yeah. And,
wait till you see how cost-effective that is. By the way,
think about
Joe over the weekend was spending time with family, and he was shocked because they were telling him about how much meat cost.
He was surprised.
And so he went into this spiel about how it was the middleman.
Well, that's always the middleman. It's always corporate
greed.
Always
somebody else's.
It's always – it's not corporate greed when it's Pfizer pushing a shot. But it is corporate greed when meat packers see the farmers. Right. It's the people in the middle that are screwing everybody.
Has nothing to do with the cost of transferring the meat from one side to the other has now doubled. Right. Has nothing to do with the fact that
inflation is at 7%, you know, or whatever. So inflation has gone through. So of course Americans, you know, are unhappy with 2021. Inflation's out of control. Gas prices are high. Food prices are high. And this is going to be a tough year. It's not getting any better. Now, if you own assets. Right. If you have $1 million portfolio, if you own a home,
keep up with it.
You see your home appreciate, that offsets the extra cost of goods. But if you own nothing, are you really going to be happy when the price of goods go up? Or are you going to be beholden to working for the rest of your life? That's not the time way to build financial again. Independence. They need you dependent, folks. That's what they need.
That's right. And we've been saying it for 12 to 24 months now, right?
Saying it for 20 years.
People that benefited from COVID have been the people that had assets that were able to take advantage of stuff, right? Most of our clients are in some kind of a middle-of-the-road balanced model, right? Okay, when the stock market went down, guess what we did? We rebalanced and we bought. Then went down a little more, we bought some more, right? We were able to take advantage of COVID and the volatility. Right. And by the way, for those of you that say, oh, well, you're looking back. No, you can go back and watch all the – actually, when this first hit in March, I was interviewed by Spectrum News and Channel 7, both of them. I said, look, if there is excessive volatility, it's not going to last forever. You need to figure out a game plan to take advantage of it.
What if you have no assets? What if you're the 80% – 75 to 80% of America lives paycheck to paycheck. What if you have no assets? Right? What happened to you this past year or last 2 years? You probably lost your job, right? If you if you didn't lose your job, you lost your hours. Lots of people are still losing their jobs, right?
That's right.
So you're losing your job, right? Your cost of living has gone up substantially, right? Milk has gone up, you know, cookies have gone up, meat's gone up 20, 30, 40%. Gasoline's gone up 40, 50%, right?
Yep.
If you have no assets, if you don't own your own home, if you're just renting, you have no offset to that whatsoever. So your income's down. You may have lost your job. You've blown through your savings. And the Democrats are patting themselves in the back because they sent you a $1,400 check. I mean, seriously, folks.
And they said it. He said it. Hey, look it. What's the big deal? I sent them money.
Just like they saved Christmas. Remember Jeff Psaki?
That's right.
Packages were delivered on time. We saved Christmas. They are so full of themselves. It's really amazing.
They're just so incompetent. It's not even funny. Time and time again.
All right.
I just hope and pray. I think New York is screwed, by the way.
It's over.
This whole redistricting thing.
It's sad.
They're just doing what they are going to do. The Democrats are just running over to New York. They're destroying it. Everything they've touched, by the way, has gone to crap.
Everything.
There isn't anywhere that they've touched.
You pick college, education, student loans, health care. Yep. I mean, pick it.
Yep.
Right? Pick it.
There'll be pockets of success, by the way. For you folks in New York, it won't all be bad. There will be pockets of success, right? Suburbs will continue to appreciate as, you know, depending on how far they get with their left-wing agenda.
Yep.
Eventually, at some point, they'll be defunding the police. Yep. They won't be defunding them out in the suburbs. They'll be defunding them in their very own backyards. Right. And guess what'll happen? When the criminals steal everything they possibly can, and you're leaving your car doors, your back doors open to let them know that, hey, look, please don't break the windows anymore. Yep. There's nothing else in here. Then they will move to other places, right?
Yep.
Then they will start to destroy other things.
It's not as if we don't have history that shows us, right? So anyway.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Folks. This Saturday we'll be live on the Financial Guys Radio Network, of course, airing across WBEN, WHAM, WHAM in Rochester, and WSYR in Rochester, so the entire half of the state. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio. We stream live there. Just look up WHAM 1180 in Rochester, and you'll find us streaming live through that. That's our home station now. It's where we originate the broadcast from that goes out to these different stations. We'll take your calls and questions this weekend. I would love to hear from those of you that have been vaccinated and have had a bad effect from the vaccination, or have been vaccinated and then got the COVID right after or shortly thereafter. Mm. Because, again, I know a lot of people who are exposed to the COVID throughout the entire year and then got vaccinated just very recently in the last several months and then got COVID. So I want to hear your stories. If you had an adverse effect, if you were sick after the booster. By the way, Betty White, sadly, died at 99, didn't quite make it to her 100th. She was in good health until she got the booster shot, I think, on the 27th of December. And within 3-4 days after that, she was gone, right? And it's not like, now look, Betty White was 99. But,
just a coincidence.
But she was healthy, though, right? She was a healthy 99. It's not like she had, you know, heart disease or she... Yeah. And
what you're missing is she probably would have died in a day. She made it three more.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure that in that case, though, remember, as everybody else has said, she can be thankful because the vaccine probably lessened her severity of the symptom.
Yeah.
Oh, but she died. So
she probably transferred it to heaven. So I'm sure, you know, she's COVID-less.
Amazing. Anyway,
a joke. They're ridiculously crazy.
If you like what you hear, folks, if you like Watch Today, we do appreciate it. If you do follow us online, you know, go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. There you can find all of our social media links on Twitter, also now on Getter. We're on Parler, soon to be on Gab. You find us on Facebook, find us on Twitter at FinGuys, and most of these places is our handle at FinGuys, F-I-N guys. If you can, if you need us throughout the week, you can always ask us a question also by going to our website, thefinancialguys.com, or you can call us at the office, of course, 833-FinGuys. And for those watching the video podcast, stay tuned. I'll make sure I play that Davos video or that World Economic Forum video right after we end today. So thanks again for watching live, folks. We appreciate it. We'll see you Saturday right here on the Financial Guys Radio Network.